أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه وفي آذاننا وقر ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب فاعمل إننا عاملون. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه وويل للمشركين الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, the opening ayats of Surah Hamim al-Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this Qur'an, and more especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in the light of the people who were the first recipients of the Qur'an-i Kareem, that it was elucidating, it was distinguishing, it was in clear Arabic, and they would understand these words and the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first recipients of the Qur'an, those who disbelieved, the Quraysh of Makkah by and large, were filled with arrogance, pride, and they did not want to accept these words of Allah, nor did they want to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and neither did they accept our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam as being the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And instead of accepting, they denied. And not only they denied, they began to mock at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They attempted always to make it such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's attempt was futile. This activity, this attempt of bringing deen to them, of inviting them towards deen, was a futile activity. And hence they said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ. They said, our hearts are in covers. Our heart is in a cover. And because of that cover that we have, مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ, and it is against that which you have called us towards, that whatever da'wah you give us, that is not going to sink into our hearts. Our hearts are not going to accept it. Because around our hearts is this cover, and nothing can penetrate this heart from your speech. But leave the heart, because what goes in the heart has to go through the ears. وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ, and in our ears is deafness. There is a kind of plug that has been plugged in two ears of ours, and hence we do not even hear your speech. So far-fetched is the fact that it's going to penetrate our ears and then come down into our hearts. That also will not happen. But even leave the ears. وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَاب, between you and us is a hijab, is a veil, is an impediment, a barrier, that when you speak there is the screen. So even if we could hear, because of the screen, your sound, your voice will not reach our ears. And if it did reach the ears, then there is that deafness. They are these plugs in the ears, and even if it came through the ears, it will not go into our hearts, it will not sink into our hearts, and it will never penetrate. So, فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَمِلُونَ. You practice whatever you have been commanded to practice, and we will practice whatever we have to practice. And obviously we know that the aqidah was incorrect, the gods that they worshipped were incorrect, and they preferred to remain in that. Now here was their own choice, here was their own admission that they did not want to listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other ayats of the Qur'an-i Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says that we had created this situation where their ears were plugged, their hearts were covered, and that happened because they themselves turned away from the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now again, these attitudes of the kuffar of Makkah leaves us with some very, very important lessons. And the first of these lessons, and rather the most important of all these lessons, is that when we hear the haqq, we hear the truth, no matter what our actions may be, let us listen to it, let us digest it. Obviously, we need to make amends, we need to make tawbah, We need to seek forgiveness from Allah and change our lives. But if perhaps that is not possible at a particular point in our lives, let us not deny the truth. Let us not turn away from the truth. Let us not turn away from the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times a person is involved, for example, in riba and in interest, and that person is sunk into it and he cannot come out. Now, for that person to deny that it is haram, it is prohibited, for that person to deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with it, is in actual fact a great act of kufr, an act of disbelief. But together with that, it is also a barrier between him and hidayat, between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The better attitude will be, yes, it is not permissible. I need to make tawbah, I need to make amends, I need to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such a person should continue making istighfar and seeking forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is the better route and a better activity of that person. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, respond to them and say to them that certainly I am a human being like you. The difference is yuha ilayya, wahi comes down to me. I am not Allah, I cannot change your situation. Neither can I remove that ghilaf, that cloth that has covered your heart, nor can I remove those plugs from your ears and now make you hear. Neither can I move that screen and that barrier that is between you and me. All that I cannot do, that is the act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahi has come down to me, and the very, very primary wahi, the very, very foundation of all the wahi was, annama ilahukum ilahun wahid, that certainly your ilah, your Allah, your deity, your Rabb is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me with, that this message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given me to convey to you, and that is all I will do. I will convey the message. But for hidayat, that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remain steadfast on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not steadfast, but here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds him, and that reminder is for each and every one of us, that immaterial of whatever situations may be, we remain steadfast. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا, and seek forgiveness for sins from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, continuously make istighfar. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ, and destruction be to the mushrikeen, those who ascribe partners to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a very brief description of the mushrikeen. أَلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ, those who do not give their zakat. Now the real truth is that they have never brought iman, and zakat is for that person who has brought iman. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the fact that the people of Makkah, by and large the Quraysh, were wealthy. They used to give out, they were very hospitable. But when a person accept iman, when a person accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they became harsh upon that person, and immaterial of whatever the difficulties may have been upon that person, it was the requisite of humanity that a person helps such individuals. But nay, they did not do that. Rather, they persecuted such individuals. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ, and they disbelieved in the hereafter. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Allah says, those who have brought perfect iman in Allah, who have practiced righteously, for them is an uninterrupted ajr and reward from Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, a continuous recurring reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant. And in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person in good health, person when conditions are conducive, he engages in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody that is well, and that person, for example, makes a certain amount of tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Now that person becomes ill and he becomes sick, or he is traveling, he becomes old, and that person is unable to carry out those actions, then in the books of Allah, that person will get the recurring reward of whatever action he carried out in good health. And that is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that way blesses those We have brought iman and amal salihah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.